TAR, and Fulton Homes.
Are you listening? Whoa!
Dingoes ate my baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. Chiming in from Glasgow in Bonnie, Scotland, is our buddy Ian, our soon-to-be buddy. We're going to come see him someday.
Yeah.
And he wants to know, by the way, what's this about Scottish being crap?
Oh, it's no offense to you Scots in general out there. It's bad American movies we've been watching too much.
Yeah, that, it's an American movie where
if it's Scottish, it's crap.
No, if it's not Scottish.
If it's not... Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I think it's from I Married an Axe Murderer with Mike Myers, and he does a fairly decent... I think, I know.
We're so glad we could entertain you, Ian, from across the water here.
From across the big pond?
Yeah. Phones?
Phones.
Email? What are we doing here?
Phones. I think we should get to phones. We got Greg, who's been holding for 51 minutes. Greg and Chandler with problems in his email.
Oh, my. I sure hope we can help him.
How you doing, guys?
Good morning.
Good morning. Just to let you know, I got on my computer, I do have a Linksys router system.
Uh-huh.
And I just use that for mainly for the firewall.
Uh-huh.
I do have Norton 2003.
Norton 2003 what?
Antivirus?
Antivirus,
okay.
Yeah. And I do have a program that I downloaded a while back I bought called Add Subtract. It's, you know, to eliminate pop-ups and that.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, what happened, we went on vacation, and I had shut down my computer completely. And when I came back, this was about 2 weeks ago, I turned the computer on, and I had something from Compact. I have a Compact computer, and it is. And this happened probably within 5 seconds.
Okay, what's the this?
It downloaded something onto my computer from Compact.
Because?
I don't know.
Well, tell us what you saw that made you think that something was downloaded from Compact onto your computer.
Well, you know how you download a file and it just shows how it's downloading? Or if you download something, it's got like a little bar that...
Yeah, it shows you the percentage.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's what popped up on my screen as soon as I turned on the computer.
Okay. All right. There may be some auto-update feature installed in your system.
And that's so there's got to be something bad that must have happened that's going to get us to the actual question soon.
Yeah,
right?
Well, ever since then, and I don't know if it's coincidental or what, but my Yahoo Mail, I have Internet Explorer Mail, which works fine.
Okay.
My Yahoo, all of a sudden, I'm trying to compose a letter, as I'm typing and I look up and there's nothing there, and then all of a sudden the typing will show up. I'll try to click an icon like a smiley face or something, and a lot of times it'll lock the page right up where I got to reboot it.
Okay, well, if you think something was installed when you got home or whatever, you can actually go back to your Add Remove programs in the control panel and take a look in there to see if there's something really obvious. If you think it's some kind of an update, you can uninstall the update and see if that has any bearing on life.
Okay.
Things are running really slow and kind of locking up and your typing's not appearing right away.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've got a much better idea. Your computer was shut off for a few weeks, and you come back and you turn it on, and guess what I'm guessing is not working, that stopped working because the computer was sitting for a long time. The fan that sits on top of your CPU probably is not turning and spinning, and your CPU's overheating, and you're seeing weird little things happen.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I leave the computer on all it. Everything else is working perfect on my computer.
Right.
I can go on the Internet. I can do everything. My Internet Explorer mail is working perfect.
Right, but the more processing power your computer eats, the hotter the CPU gets and the more likely things are to freeze up and slow down.
Well, but if it was a heat issue, it would happen. I mean, if the fan stopped spinning altogether, it'd probably lock everything up. And
you know what? You would think that.
Yeah.
My computer was doing something very similar recently, and I overlooked the fact that, hey, maybe my CPU fan stopped working, and I finally looked in there, and guess what?
You comfortable getting inside the machine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just check to make sure the fan's spinning real good.
Okay. Well, actually, I can hear the fan.
No, you're
hearing
power.
There's several fans you have on the computer.
Oh, okay.
There's one that's right on where the CPU, the central processor, inside your computer, you would see it looking down into it.
Wait, he said it's a Compact.
Yeah, just jab your finger in there, and if it comes back as a stub, the fan's still working.
Hold on. Is this one of those Presarios?
Yeah.
Is it, do you know what level of processor it is? So Pentium 4, 3,
It's an Athlon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd check into the heat issue even more then.
Oh, yeah. Now I suddenly agree with Brandon that those anomalies could very well be a processor. AMD processors are a lot more sensitive to these heat issues.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, if you normally leave your computer on all the time...
I do.
The worst thing in the world you can do is shut down your computer that you normally leave on all the time because it's used to running in that way, and that fan that probably is close to being dead will still work as long as you keep it going, but as soon as you stop it,
uh-huh.
It kind of freezes up because the lubricants and things in there,
yeah.
You know, are used to being warmed up, and all of a sudden it's frozen.
They coagulate.
Yeah.
Something like that.
For real.
Okay.
So I would check that out.
Start there, but then, you know, I mean, if you think it's a download or an update or something, you can always try to
remember. I have a sneaky feeling it was just an update from Presario. That's what I'm assuming because... I mean, it didn't take a long... It took like 4 seconds to download.
Yeah, I doubt that was it.
I would guess it's a coincidence, and I would check... I mean, it doesn't take very long to prove me right or wrong, so,
yep.
You know.
Both of these things can be checked very quickly.
Sure.
All right?
Thank you so much for your help,
guys. You bet, Greg. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, actually, that was that's a very common thing that actually happened around the Y2K incident.
Yes.
Our servers got hit. Actually, what it was, the servers run all the time, and people shut them off for the first time in 2 years, let them sit over the weekend. And then they went to turn them back on that Monday. And
they think it's Y2K, and it's actually that just their server wasn't happy being shut off when it's been running for years.
Well, the actual hard drives froze up because the lubricants got cold, and there you have it.
Do you know that our entire show has now been consumed?
We're done?
We're done.
All right!
The show has been consumed. Lunchtime shall commence.
Yes!
Indeed.
What that means for you in listening world is if you missed any part of the show... We've got all the resources and all the important stuff posted up, including the audio archives, now available online at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio section, and you'll see those things, including links to past shows and all kinds of great stuff. Also, stay tuned to our follow-up newsletter that you can subscribe to right there at that same site. That'll have all the good stuff that we talked about today.
If you missed any part of the show, listen to it online right now at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. Garrett?
Yes, sir?
Let's remind the folks what to do when they have a problem. No, if it ain't broke,
Fix it till it is.